Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First question, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current school year?
One.
One? Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or is it a home school?
Public school in Boston.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your age? How old are you?
40.
40. Thank you very much. Next question, how do you describe your gender? Woman, man, non-binary?
Woman.
Okay,
woman.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
European.
European, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like white Caucasian, is that okay?
No, just leave it at European. I don't want to nominate it, I'm mixed, so.
Oh, okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next question. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in the public school system of Boston, what grade are they in, or he or she?
K-2.
Okay, K. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kindergarten 2.
Yeah. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System also referred as the BPS system as a district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied? I'm sorry. Are you very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Students are often greater on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was greater in the same way overall. How would you grade your child's school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I think, I don't know, probably a B.
A D? Okay, no problem.
B as in both.
Okay, B. Okay, thank you. How about Boston Public School as a whole, overall, how would you grade Boston Public School System? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
Probably a D.
D? Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Now, thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School System? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
Let's do a B plus.
B plus? Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Are they doing very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Somewhat.
Somewhat well? Okay, thank you.
Somewhat well.
Okay, if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two, parents and teachers, or students and the superintendent BPS system leaders, or politicians and the local community?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Public School. Politicians, I guess.
Politicians and the local community, or politicians and the superintendent BPS system leaders, parents, teachers,
I wish that we had a better system. The option that no one is working with no one.
Okay. So you want me to mark the local community or the superintendent BPS system leaders?
BPS.
Okay, thank you so much. Politicians and the BPS. Okay, thank you. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Do you want to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged,
too
or
much.
Not at all?
Too much.
Very?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Sorry, can you repeat the phrase again?
Yeah, my feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. What about the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. What about the communications that I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand?
Yes.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. What about the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns?
Disagree.
Strongly
disagree.
Okay, thank you.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. Now, next, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
You're talking about in overall, like, or just like this school year?
Overall, their emotional well-being.
Oh, that's important. Mm-hmm. Am I concerned? No. Do I want the support? Yes.
Okay,
so I don't
know
how to answer this one.
Not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned? Okay, thank you.
You know what? No. Let me rephrase this. I am concerned.
Okay. Very or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned?
Very.
Somewhat concerned? Very? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public School than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to the modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Not too much.
Not too much. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements on the Green New Deal for BPS? Merging some schools, will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. What about closing some schools? Will you support or oppose that?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. What about renovating some schools? Will you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Okay, what about modernizing some schools?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you so much. How would you rate the condition of your child's school? Is it in great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
It's okay.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, will your child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing of Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay, thank you. As you may know, in 1974, a court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students and schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Do any of your children attend a VPS school outside of the immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
Oh, not at all. Not
no.
at all.
Okay. Now, thinking about ways the Boston public school could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less? Are they doing about the right amount?
Way more.
Way more? Okay, thank you. Do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
Honestly, I don't know. It's her first year in that school, but from what I see, I don't see much diversity.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
When it comes to the educators.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
IEP, no. No.
Okay. Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
No, but English.
Okay, no problem.
My son doesn't speak any other. I don't teach her any other languages but English.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I've lived in Boston and Cambridge.
Okay.
So Boston, Cambridge.
Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I don't know, somewhat college.
Some college, okay.
Okay.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 35, 35 to less than 50.
The first question.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and cooperation. You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you so much for making this so breezy. Because to be honest, I was ready to hang up on you, but you made this very easy.
Oh, no, thank you much. I really appreciate the feedback. It's very valuable.
And just for the record, to me it was a bit funny to do this survey just because I just switched my daughter from one school to another. I don't know. Yeah, because I had problems with the other school, and they're both BPS.
Okay, I understand. No, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Once again, you have a good one, okay? Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Hey, bye-bye.